Blog Talk Radio. Divine, all blessed, you are now listening live to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Oloye Pudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, standing that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Saturday, September 20th, 2014, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, in the legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the new Hollywood of the South, and the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick, along with the knowledge and the wisdom of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. I do appreciate your continued support. I am available 24 hours a day at your leisure and convenience in archive here at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Divine Prince. And do remember to insert the hyphen, the little subtraction mark between the and Divine Prince. Again, I am truly honored and humbled by your continued support. I have not been here consistently. I have not been here regularly. Every time I broadcast a new schedule, I'm blessed with work. I'm blessed with ceremony. I'm blessed with ritual. And, of course, I'm blessed with acting and performing, certainly here in New Orleans now. So I'm going to stop attempting to make a promise about broadcast. I will continue to broadcast. I will broadcast when it is convenient for me to do so. I can assure you that I will post it. Everything will be posted and scheduled by way of Blog Talk Radio, but also on my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/The Divine Prince. A new, more accessible way to find me and the links to anywhere I can be found online is by way of Clout, www.KLOUT.com/The Divine Prince. Also, still connect with me by way of my cam page. And my cam page, for some reason right now, I can't seem to get it to operate. It will operate, but not efficiently at the same time as I air a live streaming show. But the my cam page is still available. I will often turn my cam page on when I'm working, when we have in-house ceremonies, sometimes when I'm creating and sewing, I will turn my cam page on. But it is also available by appointment for your divination and your spiritual work at mycampage.com/The Divine Prince. And all of these links can be found on my website at www.houseofthedivineprint.com, where I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, by numerous means. But it is indeed the place you should go and the best place you should go if you are interested in communicating with me, scheduling an appointment with me, or any other form of communication. That is always a good place to start. Again, I am humbled and truly honored. I will be going into my sixth year on Block Talk Radio somewhere in mid-December. So I'm grateful for my continued support. Even when I'm not live broadcasting on air, I am able to see the activity here on Block Talk Radio. I am able to see the numbers and where I'm being listened to in archive. And I most certainly appreciate those of you who are piping me into your workplaces, who are piping me into your home spaces, and allowing the healing, rejuvenating, powerful, magical energies of Hoodoo Obeah Bokor to enter your space and to enter your life and to bring about result-oriented manifestation. I am still about result-oriented manifestation. The number of readings and work that we are doing here has also gone up exponentially in the last year. So between the work and the ceremony and then the number of movies and TV that we're doing here, I'm totally overwhelmed with schedule. So I've made some adjustments to make myself a little bit more readily available. Some of you may have noticed that I have in the last, 120 days, maybe somewhere towards the end of June, I implemented the daily Fa Ifa Odu, the daily reading. It is done by both Kauri Shell and Palm Nut, for those who are interested. It is also done empathically, but it correlates traditionally, historically, with both Fa and Ifa texts shortly after midnight in my Keen blog at keen.com/divine+signprints. keen.com/divine+signprints. And there you will find my Keen profiles, all eight of them, my nine Keen groups, and my blog page can be found there. Shortly thereafter, usually before 1 a.m., I post to my Google Plus. Google Plus is a new, upcoming, rejuvenated social network. I'm predicting it to be the next big thing in social network. Beyond Facebook, beyond MySpace, beyond Twitter, Google Plus is the growing space right now. So I try and post actively in Google Plus several times a day. You are able to automate your Google Plus so it can pull feeds from other locations, Twitter, Facebook, the share this button, if you will. So if you aren't already connected with me, please join me there at Google Plus. And you can keep up to date with many of my activities. And I want to be clear, I'm creative, I'm diverse. You're not going to find uniform posts across all these sites. So if you think you're seeing everything on Facebook, you're not. You're missing a lot of my posts if you're not going into Google Plus. If you think you're going to see everything on Google Plus, you're not. You're missing a great deal of my posts in Twitter. Twitter is very active, particularly with West Africa. My Ghanaians and Nigerians and all my West African connections are quite often very visible and very active in Twitter. So I invite you to join me in Twitter. Social network is not going anywhere. It's with us. It is a part of our internet identity, as you all know. If you're shopping, if you're purchasing, if you're reading books in Google Plus, all of that is now linked into your Google account. So I'm using Google a lot more than you think I'm using Twitter, or you think you may see me in Facebook. And many of you know me to be quite active in those arenas. So I'm doing even more than what you see in those arenas in the Google network. And Google includes Google Plus, your Google email, YouTube, all the various pages and networks that are operating under the Google umbrella are included when I say Google, when you hear me speak Google. So I invite you to join me there. I still have my Yahoo Hoodoo Central group. Now, I want to clarify, it does not move probably as much as social networks. Social networks are popular. Social networks are where people are. Social networks are tapped right into your mobile apps and your cell phones and your smartphones and your tablets and your laptops. So I don't post as much in Hoodoo Central. You don't appear to see that level of activity there. However, everybody who's in my Hoodoo Central group is connected to me somewhere else in the social networking stratosphere. So that's still an important launching point for me. That's still an important place to get certain notifications. I tend to do more of my Mardi Gras, Carnival, Masquerade posts there. And of course, those tend to be seasonal and annual. I do tend to go in there when there's activity there. I always respond to the activity there. So Hoodoo Central as a Yahoo group is still present, it's still active. But the material that you're probably going there to get is being dispersed in other ways. I have many godchildren and clients in Hoodoo Central. So naturally, our communications are not going to be visible. I'm sending them private mail. I'm sending them lessons. I'm sending them Pataki's. I'm sending them history. I'm sending them maps. I'm sending them geology that you're not seeing posted either in social networking or in my Yahoo Central group. But those people who have access to that are registered in Hoodoo Central. So Hoodoo Central is still important. I briefly spoke about my King groups. My King groups are doing very well. I probably have over 500 active readers all over the world from various ethnic backgrounds, various religious and spiritual practices, various tools who are quite active in my King groups. The King groups get to be redundant. I used to take 10 minutes out of the show every day speaking those links, speaking what those groups are. Those groups can be found in detail on my main Keen profile, keen.com/divine+print. Divine, the plus sign, which is over the equal sign, which is next to the back button on your keyboard. keen.com/divine+print. Scroll down somewhere in the middle of my King profile. My King profile is big. It's not a paragraph and one picture like you see on many of the King profiles. It's very big. It's very detailed. There's several links on that page. So if you have never scrolled the whole King profile, you need to look at my entire King profile. In the middle are where you will find all my other King individual profiles. I have tarot. I have psychic reading. I have life questions. I have business and finance. I have love and relationships. But you will also see my groups, divine intervention, divine love and relationships, and on and on. And in those groups, you will find all of my profiles, but also you will find other people, Dr. Joy, Papa Say, One Orisha, many more who are active in the public domain as readers. And that's important to me. Anyone can claim to be a reader. Anyone can claim to be a tarot reader. Anyone can can claim to be a psychic, a voodoo priest in social network and have nothing to back that up with. I appreciate the public record. I appreciate the public comments. I appreciate the public rating. Any practitioner who's operating in social network but cannot be found on these publicly traded Wall Street sites like Keen and Kasamba, I question that. If they're not operating in PayPal, I question that. PayPal is like a legitimate world bank. PayPal knows who you are. PayPal knows your identity. PayPal knows what level of business you're doing, and they know what your clients and customers have to say about that work. And that's why I support those sites. That's why I utilize those sites. Many come to me in Facebook in an instant message, and you immediately want to go into your case, your situation, and you all know that I routinely stop you, suggest you send me an email. That is the most professional, most mature, most organized, most trackable, followable way to do this. Everything is in writing. It does not become what you said and he said and she said because it's in writing. I've got your original email. You've got my response. I hear your request. I read your request. You have my response, what I offered. And many of you have been with me for years. You know my consistency. I am consistent across the board. You'd be hard-pressed to find a document with a word out of place, with a protocol changed or altered, with a fee changed or altered, because I'm consistent in that. So I appreciate all of the ways that you communicate with me and you reach out to me, but I ask you to acknowledge my protocol. My protocol is in place by spirit, it's in place by tradition, and it's a personal business choice that I make so that I do stay a five-star reading, so that I do stay on top of my game, so that I do stay in the public forum, in the public domain. I pay taxes like any other business owner. My mayor knows me. My legislator knows me. My city council knows me by name. Many of them know me by face. Many more know me by face and by name. So the legitimacy that comes with being open, being out front, being public, being reachable cannot be understated. Many wordsmiths will play around with that and Big Brother and all the other conspiracy theories. I have nothing to hide. What you see is what I truly am. And I appreciate those from social networking who find their way to New Orleans to prove that. I appreciate that. Many of my most skeptical, long-term friends, clients, godchildren started out as many of you are listening to me, watching me, observing me, and found their way to New Orleans. And I'm still in contact with many of them. Many of them come here two or three times a year, not always to see me. They come for the festivals, they come for Mardi Gras. They grow comfortable with this environment, with the city. And I appreciate and respect my role as an ambassador in that way. So that crosses over into my spirituality and religion and how I do business, and maintaining integrity is number one. Integrity is number one. So this show is again to sort of reacquaint you with me and what I'm doing and where I am right now at this stage of my life and this date on the calendar, September 20th, 2014. I will be doing more regular shows. I am not going to attempt to say when. Every time I establish when, almost like magic, or almost like voodoo, I get a casting call on that day. I'm beginning to think that that's a good thing, but I'm going to stop saying, I'm going to be here every day at noon, or I'm going to be here on Saturday, or I'm going to be here, at a set time. I will announce, I will post, and give you plenty of time so that you can schedule to be a part of the show if you so wish. And I will be doing so more regularly. And I appreciate you. I can't say that enough. Everything that I do is because of my community, because of my listening audience. It's because of those who assist me physically here in town, in New Orleans, but also those who reach out and assist me from where you are, nationally and internationally. I could not mask now going into my third year as a carnival, Black Carnival Indian, as a Mardi Gras Indian, as the witch doctor for Yellow Pocahontas. Without your support, I don't get grants. I don't get loans. I'm not wealthy. I don't own a car. I ride a bike to get around town. I take a bike or a cab back and forth to a movie set. I'm not getting rich. I'm not a prosperity minister, if you will. I'm not Creflo Dollar. I'm not T.D. Jake. I'm just a person gifted with the Ashe, with the spirit. And I share that as a community at the best of my ability, and my community shares with me at the best of their ability. And we meet in the middle. For those of you who would like to be some more supportive, I appreciate that. And there are many ways to be supportive. One of those ways is to just acknowledge the post. Acknowledge the divinations. Acknowledge the pictures. Acknowledge the article. Acknowledge the document, the documents, the documentaries, and the information that many of you tell me personally and privately that you value. Support that. Share those links. Click like on those links. Repost them. It's really interesting to me how many people field my information and then attempt to do it incognito, attempt to do it without acknowledging me. Some of you try in Facebook and reshare my stuff and try and eliminate any link backs to me whatsoever. But my information is everywhere. You can't plagiarize what's everywhere. You know, I like Google. I like Google Plus because I see the count. You know, 1,000 people a day are going to Google Plus, are going to YouTube, and are reading, experiencing my information in spirit. A small percentage of you will take the time to click like on it. An even smaller percentage will take the time to comment on it. I don't know what that is. I really don't care what that is. Competition, hatred, jealousy, envy. I don't know what that is. But for those of you who support and are supportive, sending a donation is great. There are many of you who do that. Utilizing my services, whether it's me personally or using my groups on King, I appreciate that. Shopping in my store or my website, I appreciate that. But acknowledge my post. Click like. Say thank you. Say Ashe. Share the post. I appreciate that even more. And it's more authentic and true to our relationship and to our communication. So, again, I appreciate those of you who stuck with me 5 into 6 years on Blog Talk Radio. I will be back. Stay posted. All is a blessing. Ashe.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated, the Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival, Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated, and as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang, we beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us, our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat. Be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart, beat, heart, beat, heart, be at this place, be heart, beat, be we, beating place in new world space. Beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate, whip out Hello. Of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit.
Wait.
No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day. A feel. A feel. Without shade, but dark. Dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Beat. So. Congo Square. Beat. Congo Square. Remember. Remember.